Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
You can be the transitional generation.
Sometimes our obedience, regardless if it's successful, is all that's needed to open the door for the next generation. There's people that if they make the right decision today, they will see the benefits of their decisions in generations to come. Everything does matter. It really does count.
I'm Jim Burns. Well, there are so many things that we think or feel or experience during the course of a typical day. I mean, some of these thoughts or feelings seem to have great significance, but let's be honest, a lot of them don't seem to be all that important. But you know what? Everything we do or say or think is important. Not only do they have an impact on us individually, they also touch the lives of generations to come, and that's a heavy sentence. Well, today on Homeward, I want to talk to you about the kind of legacy you're leaving for your children and even your grandchildren. Phil Muncy is with me here in studio. He's the author of a new book on living and leaving a legacy of faith, and we're going to talk about why everything about you matters to God. So keep it right here. It's going to be a great conversation today on Homeward. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. You know, APU's Bachelor of Science in Organizational Leadership transforms you as a working professional into an agent of change in the workplace. This is an accelerated degree completion program. It's offered online, and if you want more information about that, you can go to apou.net, or you can just visit our online resource center if you're not there already at homeward.com, and follow the link there to Azusa Pacific University. Today on the program, a very, very important conversation for us just as adults to understand, but also especially as it pertains to us raising our children. And Phil Muncy is in studio with Dr. Jim Burns today for a conversation about why everything about you matters to God. And now, here's Jim. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today is a great subject. Everything about you matters to God. We're going to talk about legacy. Phil Muncy is with us. He served in full-time ministry for over 30 years, senior pastor of a great church here in Southern California called Life Church, which he and his wife Jeannie founded in 1985. He's a nationally recognized conference speaker. He and Jeannie have been married for over 30 years, and they have three adult children and a son-in-law. Welcome to our program, Phil.
Hey, Jim. It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to be with you. It's been some time. I remember when our kids were younger, we sort of hung out a little bit and knew each other, and it's been great to kind of watch the way God has been using you. You've written a new book called Legacy Now, Why Everything About You Matters. It's a great book.
Thank you. It's a great honor, and mutual respect for you. You have a great impact on Orange County and the world, and it's a great thing that you're doing to help families, and that's our passion. That's what we're here about. We're here to help families make the connections so that it all matters.
Well, we're going to have this conversation now. you admit to being sort of what you said was on a legacy kick of late, and what is it that you're trying to communicate to the culture about the importance of leaving a legacy?
Well, you know, I'm one of those baby boomers. You know, there's 78 million Americans that are turning 60 every 6 seconds. And as when you start seeing the end of life is shorter than what right. you've lived, you start reevaluating your life. What really does matter? And I think there is a real shift going on in our culture where people are beginning to recognize it's more than just making a name, it's leaving a name.
Yeah.
And we all have a sense that we want to live forever. And you know what? We really do. When we understand that everything that we do does not just go to the grave with us, but it keeps accumulating and it's transferred from one generation to the next.
Well, you know, it's a hard concept because basically most families are overcommitted, they're underconnected, this breathless pace of life in which they're living. I mean, they're just trying to get past Thursday.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest. And yet what you're saying is, no, we got to focus on legacy issues. And you actually talk about what you call generational responsibilities. And I want you to unpack that phrase for us.
Well, I think, first of all, people need to know that when I wrote this book, I'm aware that people are overtaxed with burdens in life. But really, the fact of the matter is when you start thinking and living your life through a generational perspective, the value of your life now takes on greater meaning. I mean, so the legacy economy is based on two things, equity and iniquity. Iniquity is the bad stuff that gets transferred from one generation to the next, and equity is the good stuff. And that's what I like to focus on, because everything matters. Everything is transferred. There's a powerful experiment that was done in 1993 with the Army, where they actually scraped white blood cells from the cheeks of servicemen, centrifuged them, and hooked it up to a polygraph machine, and showed violent movies in the next room with their white blood cells removed. And their white blood cells were responding to the movies they were watching in the next room. This worked up to 50 miles in 2 days removed, just to show the power of the blood. And here's the thing. You see, the premise of this book is that in every deed, there is a seed. Legacy is not something that you choose to do. It's going to happen, whether by design or default. Everything that we do gets transferred to the next generation. And when you're aware of that, it just brings more value. And it is a responsibility, but it's a joy to know that what you do matters.
Well, that's an incredible illustration, by the way. I'm still kind of blown away on that. Now, when you're talking about this, you're saying that it's blood related. What exactly do you mean by that? And how does it work if the blood wasn't so good in terms of your generational pattern?
Well, here's the thing. In the last 50 years is when the DNA has really been discovered. So for right now, it's like the last frontier. This thing called blood is this phenomenal. And essentially, the blood carries the chaos, the charisma, the character of who we are, and it continues to be transferred from one generation to the next. And that's just part of the book concept. Of course, in the Christian faith, the Bible talks about blood, which when you think about it, it's like, wow, how does that make sense in a modern age that we live in now? Now we understand why. Because until a person's core change can happen, unless there can be a change that can happen at the very core, which now we know is the blood, then essentially we're just rearranging the chairs on the Titanic and nothing is really changing. So the blood really can be changed. Now, it gets a little complicated in the book, but really, the possibility for redemption is real for us.
You know, what's interesting is one of the things that I talk about a lot is transitional generation. You can be a transitional generation, meaning that you can come from a family that maybe didn't really do it all that right. But as a parent, you can be the transitional generation.
Absolutely.
You're either going to recover or you're going to repeat. And yeah, you can repeat and kind of live the same. You were talking about rearranging the deck chairs or whatever. But you can be the transitional generation. That's a great sign of hope. What does it take to do that?
Well, first of all, people need to be encouraged. If you read the genealogy of Jesus, it was filled with a lot of good and bad people. So everybody carries some equity and iniquity from every one of us do. And so I think that you have to look at it. The first generation is a breaker. The first generation has to say this. Look, maybe I didn't come from a good family. Or maybe, for instance, maybe you come from a family that the divorce has been part of your lineage. But your work ethics have been fantastic. So don't just look at the negative. Look at the positive and say, okay, we've got this. And then when you look at the negative, you have to say, look, I'm going to be the one that holds the line. I'm going to fight to see to it that no matter how difficult it may be, my victory is not just for me, but it's for generations to come. And it's highly motivating when you can capture that.
It really, all of a sudden, helps us understand our priorities better, our priority with our marriage, our priority with God, our priority with our children. Now, speaking of priorities, your parents are leaving an excellent legacy of faith. They're in Bulgaria right now, or they
yes.
have been anyway.
Yes.
Talk to us about your parents.
Well, my parents, my grandmother was a missionary, and my mom and dad, my father was kind of the first breakout in his family and became a pastor, founded a church that my brother now pastors. It's over 50 years old. And then instead of retiring, my mother and father went to Bulgaria, started a mission, which is just absolutely phenomenal. And I always say to my mom and dad, look, they already gave us a legacy with their church. It's phenomenal. But they just decided to keep reinvesting their talents. And so that the equity is just accumulating for me and my children because of their willingness to continue to sow seeds. And yeah, it's amazing what they're doing. And to me, it's continually just building up the equity that we have in our legacy.
That's neat. And you didn't meet, if I got this right, you didn't really meet Jeannie's mom. Maybe she pass away before?
Exactly.
But she also was a great legacy maker.
Absolutely. In fact, it's fun for me because I'm really into this DNA thing.
Sure.
I'm really,
sure.
And so through the years of our marriage, I always look at Jeannie and I look at her father who just passed recently, a few weeks ago, and I look at her brothers and sisters, and I try to pick out, where is Vancy? That was her mother's name, okay? Because that's Odie. Who is this? So I've kind of pieced together who Vancy is, because Jim, the truth of the matter is everything that we do, from our attitude to our actions, they are transferable. They will show up. We talk about in the book about my son never played golf with you know, he doesn't like to golf. And I made him go golfing with me one time. And we had a fun time. And at the end of the day, I noticed that his swing was like no other golfer I've ever seen. And I love to golf and I golf all the time. I thought, man, what an unusual swing. And you know what the swing was? It was the exact swing of his grandfather, who he's never seen play golf and never played golf with. That's just a tiny bit of the power of the DNA, how everything is transferred from one generation to the next.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. When we come back, I want to ask about this. Every attitude and every action matters, and how we can teach that to our kids.
Well, it's important principles that we're talking about today here on the Homeward Broadcast. Parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns having a conversation with pastor and author Phil Muncy about why everything about you matters to God. And this is an important lesson for us as adults to learn, first and foremost, because sometimes we have a tendency to think just in terms of when we're parenting our kids, well, you know, that this is about them and helping them find out who they are. But one of the best ways that you can impart biblical truth to your children is to get a better handle on who you are and why you matter to God as well. And this book, Legacy Now by Phil Muncy, is one Dr. Jim Burns recommends. If you're looking for more resources that can also help you, one way you can appreciate that, how much you matter to God, is each and every day spend some time in His Word. And we have a daily devotional that comes out online, has a Bible verse and a nugget of encouragement from God's Word, courtesy of Dr. Jim Burns and the Homeward staff. You can sign up to receive our free daily online devotional when you go to homeward.com. That's home, W-O-R-D.com.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
Heather. Oh, hey, Mom. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. Are you all ready for the big day?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I can't believe I'm going to be 18.
Neither can I. So even though your birthday isn't for a couple more days, here.
It's a journal.
I started it the day I found out I was expecting you, and I've been writing in it each day since then.
Mom, that's so sweet.
Happy birthday, Heather. I love you.
If you're a parent, the greatest legacy you can leave for your children is a spiritual one. Jesus made time with God an absolute priority, and that's the model for us as well, both as individuals and as parents. In fact, Jesus withdrew to a lonely place often, and he prayed. Making the spiritual growth of your family a priority will make leaving a spiritual legacy for your children a reality. I'm Jim Burns with Something to Think About from Homeward.com.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. An incredible conversation today, why everything about you matters to God. That can be both scary, but it can also be an incredible privilege and a joy. Phil Muncy is with us today. He served in full-time ministry for over 30 years. He's now the senior pastor of Life Church in Southern California. It's a great church, actually, in the community in which we're broadcasting. He and his wife, Jeannie, founded that in 1985. He is a nationally recognized speaker, and he and Jeannie have been married for 30 years and have three adult children and a son-in-law. We're talking today about legacy. Legacy Now is his book, Why Everything About You Matters. You said a phrase, every action and attitude matters. And, you know, that puts responsibility. It also puts privilege, you know, kind of a joy. I mean, both. I mean, I feel guilty sometimes when you say that. How do we begin to help our kids understand that every action and every attitude matters to them? That's a tough one.
Sure. And you're right. It can be, as I was writing this book, you look at, I don't want to intimidate people. I want to inspire people. Mm-hmm. So here's the point. I think you have to say that you can look at your life as that just, you know, it's all just a mishmash of different things that you do, or that it all goes somewhere, that it all adds to something. And I think actually our lives are more valuable when we can see that this is the theme of this book and legacy. In every deed, there is a seed. And it starts even right now, even without children. We just need to, embrace that as a concept. Because the scriptures teach us this. It tells us that from one blood, God has determined when you would be born, where you would be born, by whom you would be born. It's all part of, we always talk about God saying, I have thoughts about you, and the thoughts that I have and plans are good. Well, guess what? He's been working on you for generations. And so it gives a more value to everything that you're doing. everything does matter.
Yeah. It's interesting when you say it, because I think about my own three daughters. My father died recently in the last month or so. And, you know, we were going through the pictures, and they were so into that. And I didn't know if they would be, but, you know, we're looking at Grandpa when he was on the farm, and we're looking at my brothers when they had hair, and Dad, actually, when he had hair. But it was so fascinating because they were, it shows that. I'm going to ask you a question about something I underlined from your book, and I think it goes right along with it. You said the choices you make today will become the voice of the future in your bloodline.
Absolutely. Well, I believe that. I believe that this is where I think when you make a choice, that becomes a voice. For instance, I may be by myself today. I may be in the car. Somebody pulls out in front of me. I get mad. I resist the temptation to be mad. I do the right thing. I'm all by myself, right? So what does it matter? The scriptures tell us that Jesus said, what you do in secret will be shouted on the rooftop. Through the blood, this is the guarantee that God has that says everything matters. In every deed, there is a seed. That attitude will not just go away. I'm not living in a vapor. I like to say it this way, Jim. Live your life. Just imagine, those that are listening to us, imagine on one side of you, you have your grandparents, and on the other side of you, you're linked with your children. And everywhere you go, they're with you. Everywhere you go. So some places you think, I could go in there, but I wouldn't want my kids to. They're going in there with you. I wouldn't want to bring this shame to my grandparents, but you are, because we are linked through covenant or through the blood. And that's glorious, because none of us want to live a life unto ourselves. It's not about me, and it's not about now. And when you embrace that, your life takes on a value that makes everything matter and everything counts.
Boy, that is an incredible illustration, actually. Now, one of the things you say is that a godly legacy requires faith. You know, how do you know if you have the faith required to develop and then pass on that solid spiritual legacy?
Well, I think that you have to believe that this is the most crucial part of our faith. When you have faith in God, it's expressed in two ways: eternity, personally, and generationally. If you believe in eternity, then you have to ask yourself, how do I live between here and eternity? And generationally, when you grasp the fact that God did, that's why I love the scripture in Acts 17:26, that God really did determine when we would be born, where, and by whom, all of a sudden you live your life based on that faith. It changes everything. It becomes the foundation of a legacy, that you believe that there is a God and that you believe in eternity, but it's expressed in the generational responsibilities.
It's interesting. We're really talking a lot about priorities today. As we think through with the priority of faith, you have something that you call the fourfold force of faith: truth, action, commitment, and supernatural force. I want you to comment on that.
Well, faith is, there's a lot of different words in the Bible that we use for faith, and so we're kind of limited. So the one aspect of faith is, what do you believe? And all legacies have to have a belief system. That's why it becomes very important that people today are listening to this show. They're investing in their faith. They're making a deposit into what it is that they believe, because you leave what you believe. So rather than just listen to music and be entertained, they're building their faith. What is the system of faith that you believe in? Number two, how will you act upon that? It's not good just to believe in something. How do you live it out in a way that is expressing that? And then faithfulness. You got to stick to what you believe and what you act on, and things like marriage and covenant. Faithfulness is really the link that secures a legacy. And the supernatural faith is just simply that sometimes God has to step in and he has to help us with our faith, because, you know, we can't, just like Lazarus, he definitely didn't have faith to be raised from the dead. He was dead. Sometimes we need a miracle of faith. And God is so good, Jim, at making mistakes work to the good, that sometimes I've made mistakes. He's fixed them so well and made them work for the good. I've actually thought, maybe I was supposed to make that mistake. It's like God said, no, buddy, that's just how good I am at making them. So there's people listening to us right now. They've made some bad decisions. They've come from a lineage of some very bad things. But you know what? That's the power of hope that we're giving families today. That legacy is not only your responsibility, but it's also God's. That's how he intends to fulfill his purpose on the earth. He'll help you.
Boy, that's great.
He'll help you build a legacy.
That is so scriptural. We were talking before the program about a man who looked at his kids and had the desire to have his children follow after Christ, and yet it didn't exactly happen in his timing.
That's the biggest thing about writing this book is so many parents right now are battling what we call prodigals. They have walked away from their faith, and they feel discouraged and feel like they have failed. And so people write me with their legacy stories. There was a couple many, many years ago that raised all their children in the ways of God, and they all went away from God. But by their 20s, they started coming back, and they even got involved in the ministry. But one of them didn't come back in his 20s, didn't come back in his 30s. By the 40s and 50-year-old, he was now cynical, rebellious, laughable. They felt it was not going to ever happen. But at the age of 66, on a country road in Texas, driving in a pickup truck, he looked into the rearview mirror, caught his eyes, and something just awakened in him, and he said, "You fool, how have you been living your life?" Pulled the side on the side of the road, gave his life, recommitted his life to Christ. Man, that's the proof that raise up a child in the way he's going. And when he is old, he cannot depart. That's the power of a legacy. I'm talking to mothers today. You need to know it matters you're doing the right thing. It matters that you're sticking it out in that marriage, that you do right even when it doesn't feel right, because everything about you matters.
Well, that's powerful wisdom there from Phil Muncy, author and pastor, and our guest today here on the Homeward Broadcast, parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns, talking with Phil about why everything about you matters to God. This is part one of a two-part conversation, by the way. If you're podcasting along with us, you may already have that loaded into your iPod or MP3 player. If you'd like more information on how to podcast along with us, go to homeward.com if you're not there already, and just hit the podcast button. It'll take you right on through to our iTunes page, and you can handle the rest of the transaction from there. Jim, this is an important conversation today, especially for people I'm thinking who are first-generation Christians, people you call members of the transitional generation. And talk about why this is so important to those people as well.
The transitional generation is this. We want to recover from some of our past sins. Remember, the scripture says that we inherit the sins of previous generations. So we inherit the sin bents, we inherit some of the attitudes, the issues that sometimes can be negative. So the question today is are you willing to either, repeat it or recover? And of course, you want to recover. It's not easy. And so what I'm saying today is that we want to be able to recover. And here's what I'm suggesting. As parents, the first step we can do is have the desire to build a legacy, but try to help our kids in three areas. It's out of my book, Confident Parenting. A mission, a mate, and a master. If we can begin to develop a relationship with our kids so that we can help them have a mission in life, that is much more than just making money or just more than having a nice car or having a nice house, but really a mission, something with purpose, something that they're passionate about. Secondly, is a mate. I think it's very important that we teach our kids how to build relationships with the opposite sex. By far, most kids are going to get married, and how they do their marriage is going to be significant when it comes to legacy. Thirdly, of course, is a master. And I think it's important for parents to understand that they play the most important role when it comes to helping kids make right and wise decisions about their relationship with Jesus Christ. I know for Kathy and I, that's not always been easy. Our kids early on became Christians, but then, hey, they were raised in a Christian home, they were raised in the church, and got kind of boring for them.
Sure.
And so now we're having to allow them to, in some ways, unpack their growing up in a Christian home so that they can build a legacy for the next generation.
Amen to that. And Jim, good for you and Kathy for giving them the freedom to do that, because so many kids their age are walking away from the faith and not finding it easy to come back. But one of the reasons that we are here at Homeward is to help you as a parent to be equipped for the seasons like that. And Dr. Jim Burns writes about that in his books like Teenology and also Faith Conversations for Families. You want to check those out in our online resource center today at homeward.com. Remember that if you do decide to purchase a book, one of Jim's books from our Homeward Online Resource Center, a portion of the proceeds does go to support our ministry, and we truly appreciate that support because Homeward is a completely listener-supported broadcast outreach. In addition, we have tip sheets for you. My goodness, if you go to the articles and media section at homeward.com, you just hit that little icon, and you can type in any keyword you want. We're talking about spiritual legacy. How about passing a spiritual legacy onto your kids? Dozens of different articles and tip sheets will come your way. You can read them, you can print them out, you can download them, push them along to your friends. Hit the articles and media section when you go to homeward.com.
Well, please know how much we appreciate your prayers and your ongoing financial support of Homeward. You can give a gift through our secure website at homeward.com. You can also mail your tax-deductible donation to Homeward,
Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. You can also friend me on Facebook, and if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, you can now get my tweets, 140 characters of positive words about parenting, marriage, and faith. Until next time, I'm Jim Burns. Thanks for tuning in today to Homeward.
Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.